Good evening, Rabbi Isai. Good evening, good evening. Okay, we are carrying on. There's lots to learn tonight. Hilchas Birkas Oidoa Simon Reshu Test. We're learning about Hilchas Benegia to the Baruch of Agoimel. And now we're going to be learning Seiv Zayin, which tells us in the following halacha, page 272. Ashkenaz in Germany, Vetzofas and in France. In Mevochin, the Boche is not recited. Sheholchin me'ir le'ir, when you go from one city to the next. So inter-city journeys will not require a hagoymel. Sheloichivu, the German and the French, say that you don't make hagoymel when you go from one city to the next. Because the Boche is only to be recited when you go through a desert. Because that's where there is commonly there is chayz roz, dangerous animal, velistim, and dangerous people. When you go from one city to the next, it's unlikely to encounter dangerous animals and dangerous people. It's only when you go from one through the desert. Ubisfat, however, the Spanish, our Spanish brethren, they tend to make a bracha when they go through from one city to the next, they do make a bracha. Why? Because ultimately there's a rule that kol adrochim, any way, any journey, has got chazoka of a sakona. Kol adrochim becheskas sakona. Any journey is got cheska sakona, to some extent is dangerous. Therefore, in Sfad, the minig is that you make a bracha of a goymel even when you go from one city to the next, because kol adrochim becheska sakona uvmiu. However, everybody agrees the bracha is a parsa. If it's less than a parsa, heinu mevarech, you will not make a bracha according to everybody. So if you're literally going from one village to the next, which is just next door, he won't make a bracha. But if it's this particular short distance is known to be particularly dangerous, then even if it's less than a parson. So, the minhag of Ashkenaz and Tzofas is only to make a bracha when you go through a desert. The minhag of the Sfat people is to any, even if you go from one city to the next, you're going to make a Birkas HaGoymel when you reach destination. However, even according to the Mekilim, you will not make a bracha if it's just literally really nearby. But if the nearby is particularly dangerous, then you will make a bracha. Yeah.
Some people give, if you go abroad, they give you a bit of money to give to charity. So that means, supposedly, that means you'll have a safe journey. So then do you need to make a bracha?
Absolutely. Yes.
Even for Shliach
Mitzvah? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a skula, and it's a very nice thing to do, but you're not halachically considered the shliach mitzvah by taking some money with you. The reason being, you're not halachically a shliach mitzvah. It's a very nice minig, but it's not, you're not halachically a shliach mitzvah because you may do the same mitzvah where you are. You could do the tzedakah also where you are. True or not true? Do you know the minig of shliach mitzvah? You give some money.
Money, if
somebody's
going on the train to Eretz Yisrael,
you give them
the sum of money beforehand, and they give it in Eretz Yisrael
to poor people in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. There's also poor people here, right?
Yeah.
So you're not really a shliach mitzvah, because you could fulfill the mitzvah here too.
Yeah, but
so
they won't help the
journey. Pardon? Yeah, no, you're right, and I'm just explaining why halachic. I'm explaining why it's a nice minig. But not a halachically.
No, the person giving the money wants him to give it in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah,
yeah. So he's saying, "That's my."
All right. Okay. You're right. I'm just saying that it's definitely a very nice minhag. I'm just explaining why halachically not categorized as a shliach mitzvah.
Maybe it still could be because he's saying, "I want this money to be over this, and you are taking it over there to give it."
Is there no niyam in locally?
Yeah. Let's say. Yeah.
Maybe.
So I hear you saying some services. I hear that there is a reason why somebody may want to send stock it after that. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that the minig of this father is because it's got to do with Tefillah Sederech. So it's important to know that this opinion, who is Meikel, said that it's got the same halacha in Tfilas Derech. Whenever you say Tfilas Derech, you can say a goymel. When you don't say Tfilas Derech, you don't say a goymel. That's not really though how we pasken. We pasken that the connection of Tfilas Derech is not intrinsically linked to a goymel. And the proof is going to be that if you take a car journey just out, you go to Luton. I don't know, you don't say Tfilas Derech to Luton, but what's the nearest, I don't know. Heathrow? It's probably not. It's probably not.
Outside the M25.
Yeah, so that's what some people say. Anything outside the M25. Yeah.
20 miles.
Yeah. I'm saying London is a really hard one. It's really hard to actually define the Tchum Ha'ir. It's very hard to define London. I asked recently the gates of the Rav Shlita, asked him, When would you say the Gosov is really, I mean, the whole is on his fingertips, but very, very literally. And I asked him, where is the right place to say Tfilas Derech when you travel out of London? And he says, I haven't got a clue. No, but I'm saying it's very hard to define.
On the train quite regularly, so I tend to say just after Watford Junction Station.
Watford Junction, why would you do it there? What happens after that? What's the?
I take the view that I think the undergrounds don't go any further.
Oh yeah, no, that's a good point.
I think so. Not sure.
I hear that. No, I hear that. It's a nice spot. I hear that. Since it's not really, you're saying that London is considered wherever the underground reaches, that's considered Greater London, and beyond that, that's really not London. So I hear that. Just saying, since it's hard to define it according, normally you define it according to the density of the houses.
You
can go all the way to Manchester. You can,
which is technically not London.
Right. You can go basically, you can go miles on the M1. You can go miles.
Edgeworth's not London, is it?
Edgeworth's Middlesex.
Middlesex, it's not officially London.
The gate that Rob said he doesn't know, is he saying really it's hard to say to him?
Yeah, that's what he means. That is what he means.
The whole country or just something, just wait till it's around?
No, because London is particularly difficult. Exactly, that's the thing. London is particularly difficult. It's particularly complex because when you go on the M1, you can literally, where do you travel on the M1? And then there's ongoing houses, there's like, you go Luton, Watford, and you keep going, keep going, keep going.
It gets very, very rural, doesn't it? Between
where?
Once you've gone past the airport,
past the airport, maybe up past Luton. Yeah. Okay, you have like so. Depending.
How many miles does it need to be completely?
Is that once you've got the density, okay, that's Tfilas Derech, which we've covered. Then, if it's certain density of the houses, certain closeness of the houses, once this is not close anymore, the houses are not close anymore. Once it's more rural, then it's another 70 amas, which is not a lot. 2,000 amas, 70 amas, whatever, and then if you're me'abed the ear, you make a circle around, that's really where it is, 2,000 amas, so it's 2,070 amas really, but it's just hard to define actually where that is. Normally, you just go out of in traditional sense, you go out of the village, and that's when you travel another few minutes, and that's when you make Tfilas Derech.
But if you go on the underground, let's say to
Amersham. I don't know where Amersham is, sounds like a geschmack of place. Yeah.
But it's on the underground. One of the end stops, I think. But it's on the underground. But I wouldn't class it as London.
Right.
So would you say to first attend if you're going?
Okay. So now we're learning over here that the Maisa, when it comes to our goymel, the point that Shulchan Aruch is making over here is that there is no connection between our goymel and Tfilas Derech, and that's a common mistake, Rabbi Yisai. Well, it's not a mistake, I'm going to show you, but la halacha, the way we pasken, there's no direct connection between Tfilas Derech and our goymel. So just because you're going to say Tfilas Derech when you go to Manchester doesn't mean you're going to make a goymel when you reach there. Again, there are Rishonim who do say, but that's not how we pasken. And we move on to Sif Ches. Now we're moving on to the next reason why a person may need to say a goymel, which is choyli, illness. Which kind of illness do you need to make a goymel when you recover? Says Shulchan Aruch Seif Ches, b'chol choyli, any illness, tzorech levoch, you need to make a goymel, any illness. Afilu even, eino choyli sheish takon, even if it's not dangerous illness, you still need to say a goymel upon recovery. V'loy makas shel chalol, even if it's not a dangerous illness, and it's not an illness that cholol means the internal illnesses. Anything that is internal, so as opposed to anything to do with the skin, and anything external, anything which is internal, that goes without saying that you can make a goyim. And anything which is dangerous also goes without saying it's a goyim. Even if it's less than that, elo, kol she'olo lemito, anything that needed a brought a person into his bed, lemito, because you're really unwell, you just need to go to bed, you couldn't function normally, feyorat, and you recovered from that, you need to make a goyimel. So this opinion says, not only dangerous illness, and not only something which is an internal illness, that goes without saying, but even if it's something which brought a person to his bed, and then he recovered, you're going to make a goyimel. Let me just, one minute, just explain what he says. Why is that? Mipnei, the rationale is, because it appears, mipnei, because, shedoime, it appears, it's as if somebody was, went up to a, like a gardoim, it's like a stump, like a step. It was like a step, a tree trunk, like a cut tree, like a step kind of thing. And people would step on it. Stump, thank you. Would be that Dayonim would paskin whilst they were on it. So there would be like an heightened area, like a platform kind of thing. And so somebody was brought up over there, Lidon. In other words, you're being highlighted kind of thing. The Ben Shalom looks at a person, is a person, any person who's ill has to be aware, says Shulchan Aruch, that the Ben Shalom has, you know, you've got to be careful here. You are
marked man.
That's right. That's the word. Marked man. You're a marked man. You better watch it. And that's why he says you have to make a goyimel even if it wasn't dangerous, apparently, and even if it wasn't, but you were in bed for a few days, you were really unwell, you weren't quite with it, you felt poorly, make a goyimel. Vein afresh, there's no difference, ben sheish lo mechesh kavua, if it's a regular kind of illness, every few weeks you've got it, it makes no difference, uvar, mizman lezman, and it comes regularly, uvein, and whether she'enu kavua is something that you never had before. Makes no difference if it's regular, irregular, it doesn't make a difference. V'yesh oim, the Rambam however disagrees. And he says, V'yesh oim, she'enu mevarech rak al choli she'esh pestakon. The Rambam disagrees. He says, no. So only, you're only going to make a goyimel if it was a danger. If there was no element of danger, don't need to make a brocha. K'goyin, makash al chalor. If there's any internal illness, is generally considered dangerous. V'chein no'yagim ashkenaz, not the minig in ashkenazish countries. So, Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, whenever a person is unwell, feels poorly, he's in bed for a couple of days, 3 days, he's like knocked out, he's finished, he makes a goyimel. Rambam says, no, only if it's potentially a dangerous illness, only then you make a goyimel. Mishneh Berurah. Sif Katan Chav Dalet, Kol She'ol Lemito. Aval im lo yo'ol Lemito, klal, if he didn't have to go to bed at all, rak she'esh lo ezem eichash, he's got a bit of a cold, he's a bit unwell, feels a bit poorly, he's sneezing. By his throat, or by his head, he's got a shtickle of migraine, he's got a shtickle of headache. According to anybody, you don't make a bracha. So everybody agrees to that. It's only as to whether there's a more... A person resembles as if he's being... What was your words, Rabbi Kagan? A marked man. So anybody is... don't know how he's going to be judged. Now she's going to be judged. Somebody unwell, since he's poorly now, he's unwell. So we do not know how he's going to end up. That it happens occasionally. At the beginning there was no danger. Eventually, the illness gets worse. Gets to a sakana. So that's what the Rambam says. So we need to know how to deal with this in halacha lemaisa. What kind of illness would you, if somebody breaks an arm, okay? Let's say somebody chas v'shalom breaks an arm, would you make a goyimel upon recovery?
Not sakana.
Not sakana. How about somebody has got a surgery? Slides an appendix. Appendix.
Well, I would think you should.
You would? Any operation? Things can go wrong.
Very old and weak, or is young and weak.
There's a greater danger.
His
Zahn,
I hear that.
Greater danger, and he might have to make the bracha.
Yeah, but depending on a person's general state. Yeah, very interesting. So lemaisa, I saw something interesting. I saw that the poiskim say that in terms of going to hospital, the poiskim say that if there's full anesthetics, Shem Zalman said the rule of thumb, if there's full anesthetics involved, you should generally make a goyma. If it's local anesthetics, generally you do not make a goyma. I thought that's a nice rule of thumb. What do you think about? It's quite good, no? I think I can hear that. There's a goymal, it means that there's a certain sakana element, and there's no, if it's normally local tipulim, normally it's not so dangerous, therefore you don't make a goymal, yeah.
I hope it's all right. Make a counter comment to that. It sometimes happens, if a person's very weak or old, they won't, although the operation's serious, they will try not to do it.
They will try not to do it.
But through an epidural or something else, that doesn't have the danger of an anesthetic.
Yes.
It might still be a very serious operation.
I think that,
because of the danger,
I think you're right. I think that definitely should be taken in mind. If it is an elderly person and the general state is weakened, I think you're 100% right. There will be definitely room to make a goymal. I think that's true.
I would think you do a goymal anyway if you go before an operation, because the risk of infection is much greater.
That's interesting.
In the outside.
Yeah.
I always remember there was a doctor in the hospital and the lady refused to go out. She said, I'm not well enough to go out to hospital. And the doctor drew the curtains back and she said to this lady, you're better out than in. The longer you stay in, the greater risk of infection.
Yeah, apparently that's what I heard when I saw once her consultant. I was visiting somebody and a consultant just came in and he said that, you know, the most dangerous place on earth is a hospital. Yeah, because of infections. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hear. But it probably is, I don't know. And then a visitor should also make a goyim, then I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pardon? So you're saying according to that they should?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah does say it's not some muskim that it sounds like some Sfardim still paskan like the Ashkenazim in this. And it's not so widespread. So I do not know exactly how old this father is Rabbanim in Paschal, but there is definitely sometimes an element of Paschaling like drama over here. On the other hand, it's interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah brings in Zivkot and Chof Ches that there are Achronim who Paschal like the Shulchan Aruch as well, even according to the Rama. He says that, but the Maaseh we don't Paschal like that. Yeah. Seif Tess. Hana Arba Lav Dafka. Those four are not a Lav Dafka. What are the four? Very nice. Chavosh, Yisurim, Yam, Midbar. Right? Kolachayim Yidu Chaselo. The prisoner, the unwell, the person who traveled through the sea, and the person who traveled through the desert. Hana bo lav dafka. Shulchan Aruch says the lav dafka. It doesn't have to be dafka those. We mentioned that earlier as well. To wadin, similarly, mishenasa lo nes, whoever had a nes, kugoin, such as shenof al olav koisel, her wall fell on his head. Sounds like quite a nes. Or nitzel medris as shoyr. Or alternatively, another one is that there's an ox running on over him. Fenigi choysav, and an ox pushed him, gored him. Oy, alternatively, she'omad olav be'ir arielitov. It was in a city. There was a lion roaming around. Is that probably could happen? Probably in South Africa, lions roaming around. Not anymore. So that, and you see a lion chasing somebody. Oy, or im ganovim bo loy. If there was ganovim thieves and robbers, bo loy im shodi de lailo v'nitzel mehem. There were night criminals who broke into the house. So that similarly, that's also considered a sakana that once you make a goymal after that, v'chol, and anything's cured, but it's similar to that. So anything which is of a similar level of danger, you can make a goymal after that. Kulam tzrichim levorech, all of them need to make a bracha of a goymal after that. V'yesh oymim, some say, she'en bracha in a goymal. Some say, you don't make a goymal, elo, hana, arba, dafka, you only make a goymal with those four specifically. those four specifically. Anything beyond that, you don't make bracha v'agoyma. And it is right to therefore make a bracha b'lo askar Hashem v'malchus. It's therefore proper to make the bracha without askar Hashem, without name of Hashem. So Shulchan Aruch's psak is that some say you make four, it's a general rule. Some say it's only those four. Shulchan Aruch paskens that no, so the you could say on others besides the four as well, but without Shema Malchus. It's interesting that Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin so much. Like he paskins, he's slightly different over here. In Tzivkot Lamed Beis, he says, "B'lo Yaskar Hashem Malchus v'achronim kosu l'aminik k'svar rishoyno v'chem istaba." The Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is that we do make a bracha on with the name of Hashem also beyond those four. So the minig is not to paskin like the last opinion of Shulchan Aruch. The minig is to paskin even if it is other things happen as well. What about a car accident, Chas v'Shalom? A bad car accident. So you appreciate Rabbi said this is not like the Shulchan Aruch second opinion. But that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins that we go with the first opinion. Yes, the halacha is, if somebody has chas v'shalom a car accident, he should make a goymel. But according to Shulchan Aruch, he would only do it without, because it doesn't go in mitbar, doesn't go in choyli, doesn't go in all that. But the Mishnah Berurah says we should paskin, we paskin that we do make a goymel. Yeah. So that's an interesting question. No. So the answer is no. The answer is that if he ended up in hospital, but he was dangerously enough that he could have chas v'shalom got killed. Yeah. So if he gets out of hospital, he should make a goymel. Yeah. The fact that a person got hurt, you could still make a goymel. Yeah. Why do we? Because the Mishnah Berurah paskens that you can make a goymel also beyond those four examples. Four is, anybody remembers? Yeah. Prison, unwell, desert, and sea. Beyond those as well, you can make with the name of Hashem. Yeah, so the Maaseh, that's how we paskin. That is the Maaseh how we paskin. Okay, there is a Shaila about people, it's an interesting one, bungee jumping. Somebody mentioned bungee jumping the other day. Yeah, and anything else is that if you go like on the really like the adrenaline kind of rides, people pay for it. Don't know why, but people do. Good. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's meant to be safe.
Yeah, it's meant to be safe.
No, but we had these.
Yeah, so no, that's true. That's
in East Bunford, you had actually beaten a few months ago.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
So would you?
So I think that's a very important and essential point. Generally, those things you will not make a goyim on any of that. And I think a lot of it has to do that. It's actually safe. It doesn't appear to be safe, and there's a thrill in it. But really, they are safe. If they wouldn't be safe, they probably would be illegal. So I don't think there's an element of unsafety in it. Really, it's probably not unsafe. It appears to be unsafe. I don't know. Is that true?
They have to be regulated.
So I think that if the accidents would happen, I think it would be illegal. No, is that true to say? Yeah. So probably, yeah. Okay, that is the end of Simon Reish Test. If Reish Chof will go on a completely different new topic, that's about dreams, Satovas Chaloim. And we'll talk about that tomorrow, Mirza Hashem. Tonight we discussed the halachas of going from intercity journeys, that there's a machloek as to whether you make a broch or not. And generally, we paskin that you don't make a brach. It's not like hagoymel, and we will not. It's not like tefillas derech. We will not make a brach. We spoke about illnesses, and the halacha is that if it's particularly dangerous illness, that's when you make a goymel. We spoke about gender and aesthetics. We spoke about the safe test that means machlokes as to whether it's only those four that require goymel or beyond that as well. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if it's beyond the four, you don't make a shnei Hashem. But you should still make the bracha without Askar Hashem. Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch and says that anything which has a nes, even if it's beyond those four mentioned, you should still make a bracha. And you could mention the name of Hashem. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.